Fearsome bikies forced to wear makeup in public or face arrest. That's the tough message nurtured this week by the West Australian government as it proposes new laws targeting gang violence. Legislation expected to sail through state parliament would make it illegal for members of named motorcycle clubs to display their insignias in public, including badges and tattoos. But already scepticism has emerged about the effectiveness of such an approach, with one top lawyer blasting the announcement as nothing more than a publicity stunt. Matt Bamford reports.
West Australia's Premier Mark McGowan has made it clear he doesn't care for the feelings of outlawed motorcycle club members.
They've called in human rights lawyers, the bikies. You know, the poor bikies and their poor human rights. I mean, seriously, does anyone actually take that seriously?
The leader, who enjoys unprecedented popularity, is proposing some of Australia's toughest anti-bikie laws. They include a ban on displaying the symbols and insignias of 46 named gangs and clubs, even if they're inked onto skin.
Stopping them from wearing all of that gear they wear means that they less easily intimidate others, they less easily attract the weak-willed, and the police know who they are anyway.
Those who break the rules could face 12 months in jail or a $12,000 fine. Attorney General John Quigley says they're designed to make life as inhospitable as possible for these colourful characters.
Well, those people have to manage that. There's, you know, they can use makeup, foundation cream, zinc cream, or have it removed.
The government has upped its attack on these groups since the sniper assassination of a rebel's boss at a crowded Perth showground in December. But there's serious doubt from some legal experts that this latest approach will have an impact.
We haven't seen all the detail of them yet, obviously, but to me it appears as though it's just a bit of a crowd pleaser, nothing more really than a stunt pulled by the government to try and convince the public that they are doing something and they are being proactive in the war against bikies.
Veteran lawyer Tom Percy, QC, sits on the editorial board of the Australian Criminal Law Journal. He says the laws could be open to a legal challenge.
But they certainly make serious inroads into people's freedoms of choice and personal liberties. And I would have thought that some innovative lawyer who specialises in that area of legal challenge might not have much difficulty in coming up with a way to challenge the laws per se.
It's an assessment shared by other legal experts in the state. He says a more effective strategy would be to target their business model, the manufacture and distribution of the drug methamphetamine, or ICE.
The best way of dealing with this is to come to some solution in relation to the drug problem and to make it to take the profit out of drugs. And that can't be done by locking everyone up who deals with it.
It's a trade that even WA's tough border measures have failed to stop. Research from the Australian Institute of Criminology suggests domestic production may have ramped up to replace a drop in imports during the pandemic. Tom Percy says even the soaring prices for meth have not deterred demand.
It's an ideal market for bikies to operate in. I mean, it's a fantastic business opportunity because 28 grams carries life imprisonment. That hasn't deterred anyone. It's just made it more valuable and more people want to be involved in it because the price is so high.
But Premier Mark McGowan says the laws were requested by police and do not unfairly restrict freedoms.
There's certain rules about what you can wear or not wear in public currently. And so extending that to these characters and some of their paraphernalia, I think, is fair and reasonable.
Tom Percy says it's a disappointing attempt to appease the public.
I think it just shows that the art of politics in the modern era is to keep feeding the chooks. You've just got to keep feeding the public something which looks like you're moving in the right direction, that it looks like you're taking steps to address the concerns which are widely held, even if you know that they're doomed to failure. And nothing is more doomed to failure than this current legislation.
That's West Australian lawyer Tom Percy QC, ending Matt Bamford's report.